Primarily, and it's based on how numbers represent alphabet letters. And
isn't it on the Pope's tiara, the 666? Did I read that somewhere?
I couldn't possibly comment on that. Okay. I have no idea.
The fact the man's got anyway, tiara tells me everything I need to know.
You know, don't just write about the Bible, Francesca, I know. What about this... that's something you won't get into trouble. This book you wrote about sacrificing children. How about that?
Yeah, I wrote that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That so you wrote a book about sacrificing children?
Yeah, it wasn't a manual. It was... I think as a historian, I see myself as a historian. I look at ancient religious practices and try and work out what was really going on and what people believed. And I think this was a very high-value, high-status kind of sacrifice that was believed to work. So in that sense, it's kind of a good thing.
Good luck with this one. You're on your own, love. Don't look at me. I'm not going to help.
They believed it worked, but had they done any sort of random controlled tests?
There were good sides to sacrifices. It says here that before having their chests cut open and their hearts pulled out, Aztec human sacrifice victims were given a cup of hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Is it a widespread thing? Is that a well-known
thing? Most ancient cultures have engaged in some kind of human sacrifice at some point. And I looked at... This is so going to get me in trouble. I looked at child sacrifice in biblical cultures and argued that Yahweh, the God who was worshipped in the sort of Iron Age period,